Okay. So you were speaking today, and you said you didn't do your regular speech.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, it's a day where we recognize suicide prevention. So typically, I would come here and we would work on something at the office and encourage people to get more involved and sort of the pro forma kind of speech. But today, I wanted to speak about how I felt about it. Yeah. As an individual and as a leader that's been, you know, dealing with mental health issues since I became president of ITK and trying to increase the support that people need in the north to address their mental health issues. Like, if you live in a community and you don't have any kind of service to support you, it's very hard for the community in many ways to help themselves, because mental health is still in many ways stigmatized. It's been stigmatized for a very long time, not just among Inuit, but just generally in any society. Anybody with a mental health issue was deemed to be crazy or wasn't right, or, you know, there was always a name attached to it. And yet, when you talk about depression or mental health, there are many different kinds of mental health issues. One is depression, but there's different kinds of depression as well. So we have to diagnose individuals so that they get the right kind of help. It's not a sort of across the board solution. And that's what I've been trying to develop through ITK, that whatever we do as an organization or the governments do in the communities, there has to be a way to diagnose people, to determine what kind of mental health issue they are facing. Then we have to treat the issue either through medication or through counseling. And then there has to be aftercare so that there's follow-up when people have been through an illness. It's the same as getting your leg broken or something. Like when I broke my ankle, you know, I had to go to the doctor every 2 weeks and have x-rays, and then after 4 months I was finally able to get up and walk, you know. So why would it be any different in terms of your body? Your mind is part of your body. It's even more delicate and more crucial to deal with it, to deal with the illness itself.
And you were saying that the main thing is there aren't those supports.
No, we don't. I mean, people are trying. Like, I know that, you know, Minister Aglukkaq has recently announced some funding across Canada for mental health work. But in the north, we need an infusion of investment so that we're not just addressing the big communities like Iqaluit or Kujuaq, where I come from, but that we're also providing some service to the smaller communities. We have 53 communities in the Arctic.
And you were saying, like, in, I can't remember where it was, but just like one social worker, no mental health workers. And that was in
Kujuaq.
Yeah.
That's where I come from. I've been dealing with this issue since March, because it directly affected our family and my sister, who lost her daughter. And just dealing with it in that larger community wasn't even enough. You know, the support wasn't there. And in fact, the social workers become the crisis managers, you know, because when somebody suicides, it affects the whole community, because we live in small communities. A lot of people are related, and they're friends or cousins or what have you. It affects the whole community, and there's a grieving process that has to be undertaken, and a lot of times the social workers end up being the ones that help people out, and they burn out themselves. It's a vicious cycle.
Is there anything else you'd like to...
Well, the only thing I would add, I guess, is that mental health should not be stigmatized. It's not something that we should be ashamed of. It's an illness, just like another illness that you may get in other parts of your body, and it should be treated not just with care, but with a lot of consideration on diagnosing it properly and getting the right kind of support and treatment. And that's what I'm working for as part of my mandate at ITK.
I guess the question I'd have with that, and I've got experience with mental health, and is it like it comes in a context, right? I don't think mental health is just an individual thing. So
no, when so many people start suiciding in a community, it's not an individual thing any longer. Like, and that's what we're saying to the federal government, that if it was going on in other parts of Canada, this type of situation that we're facing right now, it would be considered a major crisis, and there would be intervention. Intervention meaning that there would be support, counseling, which they had at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Inuvik for the national event. A lot of people told their stories, but then they went back home and they didn't have any support after.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.